Moncrief on News Talk.
As I said, it's the final countdown to a must-win World Cup playoff tonight between the Czech Republic and the Republic of Ireland in Prague. We're asking people today about their favourite nostalgic moments supporting the boys in green. Was it Italia 90, USA 94, or more recently Troy Parrott getting a hat-trick against Hungary last November? Henry McKean is in Prague for us and has been chatting to fans.
The referee letting play continue. One last throw of the dice. It's all on this from Creamy Kelleher. Scales is up after it. Scales wins the header. It's a chance. Yeah! Oh, there's the goal. There's the goal. Yeah! That's Troy Parrott. That is unbelievable. He scored a hat-trick. And right at the death, Ireland have done it. I've never seen anything like it. Absolutely remarkable. Right at the end, Hungary have been caught. They were hanging on, it seems like, for the whole night. Certainly when it went 2-2, this is just stunning. 3-2, the time is up. The referee has to finish the game. I've no voice left.
Ender Brady, what is your greatest memory, Republic of Ireland nostalgic soccer memory?
So that is my first game, May 1987, Lansdowne Road, Ireland against Brazil. My uncle Val picked me up. I was living with my grandmother in a village called Newcastle in County Wicklow at the time. My uncle Val picked me up. We went to Lansdowne Road. Ireland beat Brazil 1-0 and Liam Brady scored. And I was directly behind the goal when Ireland scored and Liam scored. That was one of the greatest days of my life. It was amazing. We beat Brazil. And there was a little fella called Romario playing in central midfield for Brazil. I don't know what he did in his life, what he ever became of, where he went or what he did. But I hear great things of him. Liam Brady went on, kept playing in Serie A, moved to West Ham, retired, lived the life of a legend, and he's now one of my greatest friends, and I have his jersey from that game.
Wow, what a memory. Unbelievable.
One of the greatest memories of my life, and I'll never, ever, ever forget. Ireland-Brazil, May 87, here we are.
My favourite public of my memory is Ray Houghton scoring against England in 1988 in Stuttgart. A game that Ireland were told we got no chance of winning. We're a team full of fellas, the team that had accents like mine. They went to Ireland because they had a dog called Paddy, and they weren't. They were a fine team, and it was Jack Charlton's team.
And there was the grandmother rule, and so many men that perhaps grew up in England to have Irish heritage played for the Republic of Ireland.
Absolutely, you know, and it was insulting from the English media to say that we weren't Irish. And when you have family from Ireland and you grow up in Irish families, and all the players in that team were the same, and we had this belief and joy that we're Irish, even though we didn't have Irish accents, and they laughed at us, and then we beat them, and it was amazing.
So your favourite memory was 2002. Bring us back to that time.
Did we look the telly in front of like a primary school class of about like 20 of us in primary school, and Damien Duff. I remember Damien Duff scored. Damien Duff scored all against Saudi Arabia. All of us, like there was like 20 kids, us, and we were all jumping around. It was just, it was unbelievable. It was purely an unbelievable scene. Waking up against Cameroon and Matt Holland as well. That was also a great scene, but my God. As the Child of Prague would say, we'll do it again. We will do it again, I think.
And have you come across the Child of Prague yet?
Oh, God, I have. Sure, you can't miss the Child of Prague anywhere. The Child of Prague is here, he's here, there, he's everywhere. The Child of Prague runs this town.
David O'Leary of Arsenal. In his 52nd international appearance, David O'Leary is entrusted with the responsibility of taking the penalty that could send Ireland into the quarterfinals of the World Cup. This kick can decide it all. The nation holds its breath. Yes!
Jerry Martin from Tullamore. You're 76 years of age. Yeah. You're here in Prague. Are you enjoying it?
Of course I am. We always enjoy it.
So you always travel with the team?
Oh, yeah.
And what brings you out? What brings you touring with them?
There's a crowd of us go. We have a supporters club in Tullamore.
And you love
it. We go to all the away matches.
What's your greatest Republic of Ireland memory? You've been around the block.
Probably Mick McCarthy or Jack Charlton, that era. But another abiding memory is Hungary, beating Hungary. Yeah, that was something else. The atmosphere in the stadium was unreal.
Need a reason to smile? Comfort Dental has you covered with new patient exams, including x-rays, for just $19. That's right, only $19 to get started on a healthier, brighter smile. With convenient locations, flexible hours, including evenings and Saturdays, and a team that truly cares, Comfort Dental makes dental care easy and affordable. No gimmicks, no stress, just quality care when you need it. Get comfortable with Comfort Dental. Call or visit comfortdental.com today.
And, you know, that's a recent memory.
Oh, that's a recent memory, yeah.
Like just a few months ago. So you go all the way back to the Jack Charlton years and a few months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
It's right up there.
Yeah, yeah.
Troy Parrott.
Oh, Troy Parrott, yeah, yeah.
And what is it you love about the Republic of Ireland? You've seen them win. You've seen them...
I've seen them lose.
Lose?
I've seen them losing a lot more than they won.
But we still come back. And you can hear the atmosphere behind us. I mean, just a few hours to go, you know, Prague is on fire with Irish. And so many people behind me don't have tickets. Do you have a ticket to the game?
Oh, I have a ticket, yeah. I was at the last 14 away games, so if I didn't get a ticket...
No one would.
No one would, yeah.
Can we ever get back to the Jack Charlton era?
I don't think so, no. Jack Charlton had a great squad of players.
You're both relatively young men. How old are you?
I'm 29.
I'm 29 myself.
Your greatest Republic of Ireland nostalgic memory?
I was at the Robbie Brady match and I was at the Troy Parrott match, and I would have to say that Troy Parrott, the match, it was the best sporting event I was ever at.
Ever. Of the Rovers.
I have to agree with him, yeah, 100% Troy Parrott, like Trump Shane Long by a mile, yeah, 100%. Great moment.
John Joyce, chairperson of Tullamore Republic of Ireland Supporters Club, also Crisk as well. I think it was the World Cups that I wouldn't have been at, and watching it at home, the Ray Houghton moment, the John Aldridge goals. But when it comes to going to games, you know, my age has been lucky. While we mightn't have had a World Cup, but we're after Thursday night and next Tuesday we're going to have a World Cup at last. Would be you know, the Robbie Brady moment. We were there. We were in the corner where Robbie Renta and everything. And a special one for me would be the John O'Shea 100 cap in Gelsenkirchen. He scored on the 93rd minute to get us a draw against Germany. While not as big as Robbie Brady's, it was memorable because it was Shazy's 100 cap, and he scored in the 92nd minute to get us a draw when the German fans thought they were home and host. Yeah, look, everyone's got behind this fixture. I mean, let's call it as it is. When we, after the first four games in the window, nobody thought we had a chance. But us, you know, the diehard Irish fans had their flights booked. We were going. We filled the Aviva for the Portugal game. We were booked for Hungary when it was looking like we were dead and buried. And it's the football family mentality. You're going to see when you're over here, I'm sure you see it a lot, how everyone gets on with each other, you know, how everyone loves it. And the bigger public behind in Ireland has got behind it. The amount of kids on the streets these days and the jerseys, especially this last week, it's massive. It's our biggest fucking week in years. You know, this is, everyone's loving it.
And like, you support the team through thick and thin. I admit that I am bandwagon. You don't mind bandwagoners, do you?
Us diehards don't like bandwagoners, no.
Troy Parrott scoring the hat-trick.
That's your greatest memory. Yeah. And it's a recent one.
Oh, yeah.
Watching Kevin Sheedy score a goal against England. I was watching that in my home golf club with my dad and a few others. But in terms of a match I was at, it was probably the more recent one against Portugal in the Aviva when Ronaldo was playing. And we bet them, and Ronaldo got sent off.
And you love to see him being sent off.
Well, it was more, I suppose, the hullabaloo before the game and the build-up to it. And the guys I'm with here, we were all there with our own kids, and they obviously would be delighted to see Ronaldo. But I can tell you, every kid in the stadium was cheering him off the pitch.
So that's one of your fondest, greatest Republic of Ireland memories?
Ah, yeah. We were very lucky in Ireland. We're a small country. We punch above our weight and we've gotten huge memories. Italian 90 obviously is a huge one also. But I think the best ones really are the more recent ones because I've been going to matches with the Sun and some of the guys here.
And why do you travel with the Irish team? Why did you make sure you were going to be at this game?
Well, number one, it's the crack. It's the camaraderie with all the supporters and with my own buddies here. And, you know, no matter where you go and what the result is, you have a good time and you have a bit of fun. And the Irish travel well and represent themselves well, very well, everywhere they go. So, like, it'd be a shame to miss it.
I suppose a kid born in the 80s, I remember watching the World Cups, going back to put them under pressure and being an eight-year-old, going on to Italian 90, the World Cup in the US. They were all events that we got to watch at home, and we followed the time we only had the two or three channels, I suppose, and we all watched it. We all sat down as a group of friends in community centres. Home was in Ballinrobe, County Mayo. I remember watching Italian 90 above in the community centre, upstairs, and a gathering of about 20 or 30 kids from the town. When I got to over the age of 20, to travel to my first big event with my friends to the Euros in Poland. And I suppose it's a different. You're going from being a kid watching it on TV to being a big kid. We were hooked, as we were talking about. It is a buzz about it, coming on the plane on the way over. You know, the whole flight were singing Irish songs. And, Shea Given was at the front and he didn't know which way to look. But, we're buzzing and we're here and we're really hoping to get a result and to go back to the Aviva next week and rock the house.
Your favourite moment, your favourite nostalgic Republic of Ireland moment, what is it?
It was over in Lille at the last Euros, before Robbie Brady scored. A good friend of mine sitting beside me said if we were here for a month, we wouldn't score. Fast forward 2 minutes, Robbie Brady hits the back of the net and the place goes wild. What a moment, what a place to be in when we're in Lille and get through to the next round. It was unbelievable.
Come on you boys, sing great. Come on you boys, come on you boys, sing great.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.